Next item is James River Association, 19-1896. Good morning.
Good morning.
Turkey Island Creek. I go over it probably 100 times a year going back and forth to Richmond on Route 5, right? I get to see what it looks like now.
All right, so the James River Association is requesting authorization to construct a 40-foot by 16-foot geogrid canoe launch at their property adjacent to Turkey Island Creek in Henrico County. And this project requires a tidal wetlands permit, so you will be acting as the wetlands board. Here's the location of the property where the canoe launch will be placed. It is off of Turkey Island Creek, which is a tributary to the James River. This is a drawing showing the property. It's currently a forested area with a gravel road leading down to Turkey Island Creek. And there, it's currently used for canoeing and access to the water, but would like to be improved for larger access to the public and to reduce the sediment that is falling into the river when canoes and kayaks are launched. This drawing shows the impacts to the tidal wetland areas. The red area in the drawing is the impacts to non-vegetated wetlands, and then the area in the black is for vegetated wetlands, which is about 116 square feet. This is a cross-section view. In order to place the geogrid, they will have to excavate and grade into the wetland area, but all impacts will be above mean low water and will only be impacting the wetland area. Here is a photo from the site where the canoe launch will be placed. As you can see, there is some vegetated wetland area as well as non-vegetated. Here's another view. And here is an image showing the vegetated wetland area staked out. This is an image of what the geogrid will look like. This project will not have the riprap along the side. It will just be the geogrid that you see in the middle there to create the canoe launch. The existing tidal wetland area will be excavated to facilitate construction of the geogrid structure, resulting in a loss of 116 square feet of tidal vegetated wetlands. The vegetated wetlands will be compensated for at the new Mill Creek Tidal Wetlands Mitigation Bank in the city of Chesapeake. Staff commends the applicant's desire to improve public access and reduce sediment loads to the subject waterway. We believe that the applicant has minimized wetland impacts to the greatest extent possible and find that the proposed compensation through the purchase of credits at a Tidal Wetlands Mitigation Bank fulfills the Commission's Wetland Mitigation Compensation Policy and Supplemental Guidelines. Therefore, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1302-10B of the Code of Virginia and the Wetlands Mitigation Compensation Policy and Supplemental Guidelines, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed, conditioned upon the purchase of wetland credits at the New Mill Creek Tidal Mitigation Bank, necessary to replace the loss of 116 square feet of tidal vegetated wetlands. Now I'll take any questions at this time.
Questions by members of the commission. Mr. Zedrin.
The geogrid, is it, what are those things? Is that some kind of rubber or what is it, you know?
I believe that the applicant or agent would have more information on the material that the geogrid is constructed of. If you'd like them to come up.
We'll get them up. Yeah, I think it's a composite type rubber, plastic type thing. Further questions? Just for the record, I think I know the answer, but the question comes up where we try to, when we do mitigation, we try to ensure that the compensation is in as close proximity to the wetlands that are impacted. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes. The New Mill Creek Tidal Mitigation Bank in Chesapeake services the James River watershed, and it is the closest tidal mitigation bank to this project location.
Thank you. Further questions? Thank you. Is the applicant present or represented? Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear the testimony that you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God.
I do.
Can you state your name and who you represent, please?
I'm Rebecca Napier with Wetland Studies and Solutions. I am the agent representing the applicant.
Okay. Can you answer Mr. Zedrin's question about
the material proposed?
Yeah.
I unfortunately, we did not do the engineering report, so I unfortunately don't know the specific material used. I know in the past there'll either be a concrete or some sort of composite type of grid used for that.
Staff got an idea on that? Anyone? I know it varies, but depending on what they use, some of them are interlocking blocks. I've seen some that look to be plastic, some to be a mixture of plastic rubber type thing that conforms to the topography of the property that goes there.
I do know that
it's a skid is what it is, basically.
The one that is pictured is the same product that is being proposed.
Further questions? Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Anyone else here in support of this project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? They're seeing none. The matter's before the commission for action. Mr. Zedrin.
I move to approve as presented.
Motion made by Mr. Zedrin to approve as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.